Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Helping Children with ADHD and Oppositional Defiant Disorder is a practical CBT workbook aimed at parents, caregivers, and educators who are trying to support children with attention, behavior, and emotional regulation challenges. Published by Spreadlife Publishing, the book positions itself as a hands-on guide rather than a theory-heavy treatment manual. Its focus is on helping adults translate cognitive behavioral therapy concepts into everyday routines that can reduce conflict, improve cooperation, and strengthen a child's ability to manage frustration and impulsive reactions. The workbook is framed around common ADHD and ODD difficulties such as defiance, emotional escalation, poor focus, and strained family interactions, while also emphasizing social skills, resilience, and self-esteem. Based on the available descriptions and reviews, its value lies in its simplicity, structured exercises, and emphasis on practical application at home or in supportive educational settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a CBT-based framework adapted for children with ADHD and ODD. The central method of the book is cognitive behavioral therapy adapted for children who struggle with ADHD and oppositional defiant disorder. That matters because these conditions often involve overlapping problems, impulsive behavior, difficulty pausing before reacting, emotional volatility, and resistance to adult direction. Rather than treating these as isolated symptoms, the workbook appears to use CBT to connect thoughts, feelings, and actions in a way that children and caregivers can actually apply. The practical value of this approach is that it gives adults a structured language for discussing behavior without relying only on punishment or repeated correction. Instead, the workbook seems to encourage recognition of triggers, examination of reactions, and gradual replacement of unhelpful patterns with more manageable responses. In a category full of broad parenting advice, this book stands out by focusing on one of the most established evidence-based behavioral frameworks and tailoring it to the realities of daily family life. The result is a resource that is meant to be usable, not merely informative. Secondly, emotional regulation as the foundation for behavior change. A major theme in the workbook is emotional regulation, which is a sensible focus because many difficult behaviors in ADHD and ODD are driven by emotional overload rather than simple disobedience. Children who become frustrated quickly may react before they can think through consequences, and adults often experience these reactions as defiance or conflict. The book appears to address that cycle by offering exercises and guidance that help children notice feelings earlier, tolerate discomfort, and respond with more control. This is important because behavior change is usually more durable when a child learns how to manage the emotional surge underneath the behavior. The workbook also seems to frame regulation as a skill that can be practiced, not a fixed trait a child either has or lacks. That perspective can reduce blame and support a more constructive home environment. In practical terms, the emphasis on emotional regulation suggests that the book is not trying to suppress symptoms through discipline alone, but to build the internal skills that make cooperation possible. Thirdly, reducing power struggles by improving parent-child communication. The book repeatedly presents conflict reduction as a key outcome, suggesting that it is designed to help families move away from constant power struggles. This is a meaningful feature because children with ODD often enter repeated cycles of resistance, while parents may respond with escalating control attempts, which can intensify tension on both sides. The workbook seems to treat communication as a practical intervention rather than a vague ideal. That means adults are likely given tools to communicate more clearly, respond more consistently, and avoid unnecessary battles over routine demands. The value of this focus is that communication in families affected by ADHD and ODD is rarely just about talking more. It is about changing the pattern of interaction so that correction does not automatically become confrontation. By emphasizing love, laughter, and connection alongside structure, the book suggests that cooperative behavior is more likely when children feel understood and when adults are equipped to respond without escalating the situation. This balance makes the book more relational than many behavior guides. Fourthly, building social skills, focus, and everyday coping habits. Another important dimension of the workbook is its attention to social skills and focus, which broadens it beyond simple behavior management. Children with ADHD and ODD often experience problems in peer interactions, classroom participation, and sustained attention, and all of which can affect confidence and academic progress. The book appears to respond to this by including exercises that help children practice coping habits, improve concentration, and develop more effective ways of interacting with others. That is a useful combination because social difficulties and attention problems often reinforce each other. A child who cannot stay regulated may struggle to listen, share, or cooperate, and those struggles can then lead to frustration or rejection. By including both focus and social development, the workbook addresses the practical environments where these challenges show up most often. The emphasis on coping skills also suggests a preventive approach, helping children prepare for difficult moments rather than only reacting afterward. This makes the book relevant not only for crisis management, but also for long-term developmental support. Lastly, a parent-focused workbook that offers structure, advocacy, and realistic support, the workbook is clearly written with adults in mind, especially parents and caregivers who feel overwhelmed by a child's behavior. The description suggests that the book helps adults become better advocates for their children, understand the disorders more accurately, and identify strengths rather than only deficits. That combination is useful because effective support often depends on how well adults can interpret behavior, coordinate responses, and make informed decisions in school and home settings. The workbook format also matters. It implies active participation, reflection, and repeated practice rather than passive reading. Compared with broader parenting books, this one appears more specialized and more actionable. It does not claim to solve every behavioral challenge, but it does offer a structured way for adults to respond more calmly and consistently. For families looking for a guided CBT resource focused specifically on ADHD and ODD, that practical structure is what gives the book its main appeal. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, teachers, and support professionals who need a practical introduction to CBT-based strategies for children with ADHD and oppositional defiant disorder. Its main benefit is not abstract explanation but usable structure. It turns emotional regulation, communication, and behavior support into concrete exercises and everyday guidance. Readers who are dealing with frequent conflict, difficulty with focus, or repeated defiance may find it especially relevant because it addresses the interaction patterns that often keep these problems going. Compared with many books in the parenting and child behavior category, it is more specialized in its focus on ADHD and ODD together and more workbook-oriented in its approach. That makes it stand out as a hands-on resource for families who want a clear framework rather than general advice. It is unlikely to replace professional evaluation or therapy, but it can complement those efforts by helping adults respond more consistently and by giving children repeated practice in regulation and coping. In that sense, the book's main value is its practical simplicity and its attention to the real conditions of home and school life. If you would like to support Spread Life Publishing, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.